Let's talk about the climate picture because it is genuinely alarming across multiple geographies simultaneously. France issued its broadest ever red heat alert this weekend, and that designation isn't just about temperature. A red heat alert in France's system means danger to life, and three people have already died in the current wave. French authorities are opening cooling centers, issuing guidance to check on elderly neighbors, and restricting outdoor work hours. The phrase "broadest ever" is significant because France has progressively expanded its heat alert infrastructure since the catastrophic 2003 heatwave that killed roughly 15,000 people. The fact that even the expanded system is being fully activated speaks to how extreme this event is.
In the United States, we have parallel but different weather emergencies. Miami-Dade County's wildfires are near full containment after burning over 20,000 acres, which is a remarkable figure for South Florida, a region historically defined by its wetlands. The fact that 20,000 acres burned near Miami reflects how significantly the hydrology of that ecosystem has changed under prolonged drought conditions. Up in Utah, the Bonneville Fire reached 200 acres near the University of Utah campus in Salt Lake City, prompting evacuations and air quality warnings.
And then there are the severe storms sweeping through the central U.S. A line of thunderstorms brought damaging winds and hail across Oklahoma Sunday night, with the broader system stretching from Nebraska to Tennessee. Flood warnings are now active across five states, with the Neosho River near Commerce, Oklahoma, expected to crest 4 feet above flood stage by Tuesday. This is what atmospheric scientists call a loaded gun pattern. Extreme heat in the southwest, driving powerful convective systems that produce floods in the central corridor, while drought persists elsewhere simultaneously.
All of this connects to the Super El Niño forecast that's been building for several months. The UK Meteorological Office has deployed AI weather forecasting tools to improve prediction timelines for the coming El Niño event. Traditional numerical weather prediction models are computationally intensive and struggle with extended range forecasting beyond about 10 days. AI-based forecasting systems, Google's Graphcast, and the UK Met Office's own AIF system have demonstrated the ability to generate useful probabilistic forecasts at 2 to 4 week ranges. That extension matters enormously for agricultural planning, emergency management, and infrastructure protection.
U.S. farmers are facing their fourth consecutive year of losses as the Super El Niño threatens to intensify drought conditions across the plains. Four consecutive loss years in a row represents a generational stress on farm economics, not just for individual operators, but for rural community banks, agricultural suppliers, and the commodity export infrastructure that underpins a significant portion of the U.S. trade account. When El Niño patterns concentrate moisture in some regions while drying others, the crop mix that emerged from years of optimization for previous climate conditions becomes mismatched with what the land can actually produce.
The Resolution Minerals news is quietly important in this context. The Australian-listed miner was admitted to a U.S. defense consortium, giving them access to Defense Production Act funding as they develop antimony and tungsten projects in Idaho. Antimony and tungsten are both on the U.S. critical minerals list. Antimony is used in flame retardants, ammunition, and battery technology, while tungsten is essential for cutting tools, military projectiles, and certain semiconductor applications. The United States currently imports the vast majority of both from China. Defense Production Act funding for domestic mining projects represents the industrial policy response to that supply chain vulnerability.
And the China medical story deserves serious attention. China's National Medical Products Administration approved CarsGen Therapeutics' Satricel, making it the world's first CAR T-cell therapy approved for a solid tumor, specifically advanced stomach cancer. This is a significant scientific milestone. CAR T therapies, which reprogram a patient's own T-cells to attack cancer, have been extraordinarily effective against blood cancers since the first approvals in 2017. But solid tumors present a fundamentally different challenge. The immunosuppressive tumor microenvironment essentially neutralizes the engineered T cells before they can do their work.
CarsGen Satricel appears to have found a mechanism to overcome that suppression, at least for HER2-positive gastric cancer. which is a particularly lethal form of the disease with limited treatment options after first-line failure. If the efficacy data holds up and the approach can be generalized to other solid tumor types, lung, pancreatic, colorectal, the implications for oncology are enormous. China, being the source of this approval, first also says something about how Chinese biotech investment over the past decade is beginning to yield frontier scientific results.